T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Hey, Brett, how you doing?
Hey, good. Nice segue. I live in Tampa, and I noticed the Stones are playing here at Raymond James, home of the Bucks. So maybe Brady's found somebody older than him that will perform in Raymond James Stadium.
Well, I thought, you know, they should be at the Villages. That would fit. I mean,
it's too crowded, and they probably don't have their own golf cart, so they can't do it.
So, Brett, Big 12, Oklahoma, Texas leaving. They're not going to the SEC anytime soon. How are they going to be treated now, knowing that everybody knows that in the Big 12 that they're leaving? How do you think it's going to go for them?
Well, you've played. How do you think it's going to be treated? Fans are going to go bananas. The thing to keep in mind, though, is, you know, right now everybody's saying all the right things. You know, we're going to stay in the conference through the 2024 season. We intend to keep our commitments, yada, yada, yada. However, as you guys know, we've gone through realignment several times in the past 10 years or so, and every time there's a school that leaves a league and has a couple more years in their contract, the lawyers get involved, they reach a settlement, and then they join the conference the next year. I still think Oklahoma, Texas will end up in the SEC next year. The only way they don't is if the Big 12 decides, look, we're gonna dig our feet in here, dig our heels in. We're going to force these guys to play the remaining 4 years in the Big 12. We don't care how much money we would have made if they would have left. We're going to make them play and be miserable for the next 4 years. Kind of like Seinfeld when he returns the jacket and they ask him why, and he goes, for spite. The Big 12 may just say, we're just going to do this for spite. But also, it would actually keep their league together for at least 4 more years, and they wouldn't have to worry as much about losing other members to other leagues if Texas and Oklahoma had to play the next 4 years.
Yeah, until other teams say, you know what, we're not going to take that chance. We have an opportunity to jump. And if, you know, the four teams of Texas Tech and Oklahoma State and Kansas State want to just, you know, altogether jump to the Pac-12, for example, they may just say, you know what, we're out now. And so the whole thing just falls apart on them.
Now, you're right, but the question is, are they going to get those invites? And that's what I really to keep your eye on in the next few months, is if these other leagues decide to expand or not. And if they don't expand, the Big 12 can survive. If these other leagues decide to pick off some teams that you named, then the Big 12 implodes, and we go from 10 FBS conferences to 9.
Yep. So we're talking to Brett McMurphy of Stadium.com about all the fallout. I don't want to get ahead of ourselves on that. I want to go back to the SEC. When Texas and Oklahoma join, one of the big questions that fans have, Brett, do you have any idea how this is going to break out? Are they going to go to 2 8-team divisions? And if they do, that would seem to me that it would mean Alabama and Auburn would come to the East with Georgia and Florida, and the Texas and Oklahoma would replace them in the West. Do you see that happening? And or is it going to be a pod system where you would have 4 four-team pods?
All of the above. They don't know that yet. I've reached out to people with knowledge of the schedules, and they said, look, we don't even have our schedule done next year for just our current membership. So there's no way we have a schedule done with Texas and Oklahoma in the loop. That's something the ADs will discuss. I think basically it's going to boil down to this. I don't think it's going to matter what division or what pod you're in. I think the SEC will be creative, and they will make sure that all of the schools will get to play the other schools. So the fans and the players get to see, you know, the opponents like once every 4 years. So obviously Alabama and Auburn will still play every year, but maybe they get rid of, a second rivalry opponent, annual opponent that they've had in the past. So they will allow the schools to filter through the other league schools. For instance, they could put kind of do what the ACC did. They could put Texas and Oklahoma in different divisions or different pods, but as long as they play every year, it really doesn't matter. Another thing to keep in mind is how do they want to structure the pods and or divisions to determine who gets to the conference championship game? Because remember, when we go to a 12-team playoff, the conference champion gets an, if they're one of the top six, which obviously the SEC should be, will get an automatic bid to that playoff. However, if the divisions are lopsided and you've got a weaker division and a stronger division, and the winner of the weaker division actually wins the conference championship, and say they're only ranked, 15th in the country, they may not get that automatic bid. And so the SEC may decide, look, we want our two top teams, no matter what divisions they're in, playing in the conference championship game. I don't know if they would necessarily get rid of divisions, but I guess the pod example you brought up could be one way to get around from having divisions, and then you just have the four pods, and you have a 16-team standing, and the top two teams go to the conference title game.
Since we're talking about the Big 12, what other teams, if you were looking to poach, what other teams could be potentially poached from the Big 12 if other conferences were looking to do that?
Hugh, the big thing is, and the reason why the SEC expanded is because by bringing in Oklahoma and Texas, it adds more value per school to the league. Mm-hmm. So to answer your question, I don't know. I think the Big Ten is going to decide if by adding Kansas and Iowa State, which I know Kansas is not the greatest college football program right now. Okay, they're the worst. But the question is, does that bring more value to them? Both schools are AAU members, which is a prestigious academic standing, which the Big Ten covets. So do you add them to get to 16? If you're the ACC, West Virginia would obviously be a perfect fit as far as geography-wise. You rekindle the backyard brawl with Pitt. They also renew the rivalries with Syracuse, Virginia Tech, et cetera. But does the ACC make more money per school if you add West Virginia? Because now you've got another mouth to feed. The slices of the pie, do they get smaller? I think that will ultimately determine whether those guys make those moves. You could, if you ask me who do I think they should add just based on geography and other factors, if I'm the ACC, I add West Virginia, but I may not make as much money. So the ACC has to make that decision. There's not a right or wrong answer, but they just have to make that decision. Do we want to add West Virginia to get to a 15th member and then hold out hope Notre Dame changes their mind and gets us to 16? Or they decide we're better off just staying where we are right now with 14.5 with Notre Dame and just going on like we have been? I don't know if the other leagues are going to feel pressure to get to 16 to match what the SEC did, because, quite frankly, none of those other leagues, there's no other Oklahoma and Texas options out there for anybody else.
Brett McMurphy is one of the leading college football experts in the country from Stadium.com. He's been kind enough to join us here. We can sit here and play out all these scenarios, all the chatter. Well, would the Big Ten go after, USC and UCLA, and would the ACC and Big Ten merge? All these different things. We sit here and play this game for 2 hours if we want. I think the bigger question is, Brett, that I have for you. Are we on the verge of super conference where, we would just have all these big schools break away, and is that the death of the NCAA?
Yeah, I think it is, John. I think that, obviously I think 16 teams is a super conference, so one down, three to go. And, I realize, look, I'm an Oklahoma State grad. I don't like this. I'm concerned about my alma mater, where they're going to end up. Who knows where they can end up. But I understand why Texas and Oklahoma did this for financial reasons. And, you know, I think Greg Sankey and the SEC kind of realized what I thought this for a while, and I think other people in college athletics thought this, is that at some point we're going to get to these 16-team super conferences. So do you want to be first to get to 16 so you have the top choice, or do you want to wait and be one of the last conferences to get to 16, and then your options aren't as great? And specifically about the NCAA, look, I think even if the SEC didn't add Oklahoma and Texas, the NCAA is on its last breath. So it's just a matter of time. They have nothing to do with the college football playoff. All they do is run the championships of the non-football sports. And with the name, image, and likeness happening, a lot of their jurisdiction is going by the wayside. So really, what do they do anymore? I think you're dead on. I think the NCAA, is in its last few, moments. I don't want to say they're gone tomorrow, but I think certainly in the next, 2 or 3 years, maybe by the time we start the 12-team playoff, we won't see an NCAA, and these power conferences will basically make their own rules on how they're going to govern themselves. And, you know, because the old days of San Jose State having to play by the same rules as Alabama, or Alabama being restricted to the same monetary things, whether it's staffing issues or other things, because that's how it is for everybody in the NCAA, those are long gone in the past. So kind of like Oklahoma and Texas joining the SEC, it's not if, but when, kind of like the NCAA going away. It's not if, but when.
Brett, we'll certainly keep our eyes on it. I know that a lot of, fans of, basketball schools like in the Big East or Gonzaga's of the world are, watching this intently too. How does it affect that, men's basketball, women's basketball, other sports, but football's got to lead the way. And we'll see what these super conferences do. The answer to the question about what's going to happen to the other sports is we don't know. We don't even know what's going to happen with football yet. So it's going to be it's the Wild West with the NIL and with the 12-team playoff and with all this changing. Just, take a deep breath and hang on to your hat, because whatever you think could happen probably may, and may even be something else. Who knew that we'd be talking about Texas and Oklahoma here this year right now talking about joining the SEC. All right, thanks, Brett. Do appreciate
it. You're the man, Brett. Thanks.
Thanks, guys.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.